You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit for our 50th official episode. I am your host, John Mugiwara Jam, joined as always by my co-host, Jad Peanut.
50 already?
If you want to get technical, we hit our 50th a while ago with the One Piece Netflix reviews, but as far as the official count, because I count that as a sub-series, because I had no idea where we were going to put that. But as far as the official episode count, this is our 50th episode. I was planning on our Movie 4 review being our 50th episode, but apparently your co-host can't fucking count, so he had his count wrong. But I made sure we're good now, so we're on our 50th episode, and we're celebrating by being in the middle of probably one of the best short arcs in the series so far. So far we've seen the Falling Galleon, the Monkey Salvagers, and then the town full of pirates who are basically allowed to do whatever the hell they want. How would you like to see more of how that goes?
Hell yeah.
All right. And now I'm also excited because in this arc, you're going to be introduced to a lot of characters who become very, very, very important. And you might not realize it at the time, but let's find out.
If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes or omnibuses handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoyed the read through.
Chapter 223. I promise to never fight in this town.
Hachi's Wakanda Sifo, Volume 36. Octopunton is smiling elder, and looks like Hachi got knocked the fuck out by that Octo woman, and this elder is really enjoying those octoballs.
Don't blame them, they're delicious. You should try them sometime. Alright.
Okay, so it's my turn.
Yes, you start off every episode, so go ahead.
Okay, so Luffy and Sao-Oa have arrived to walking down the pier as the rest of the Straw Hats look nervously. There's no way that those two won't get in trouble. Yeah, it looks pretty rough. Like a pretty rough time to begin with. They're definitely going to get in a fight. But that won't do. Nami! And she chases after them. She's gone. Wait, Luffy, Sao-Oa. Oh well, she should be safe with them. Hey, if Nami's going, so am I. Sanji, don't go! What if someone tries to board the ship if you go to? Please don't go! Okay, let go! Hey, where's Robin? Huh? She's gone. And back in town, you can see a lot of shady pirates just yakking it up.
And some of them are killing each other in broad daylight.
Oh, shit.
All right, so, and then it's back to Luffy with Zoro and Nami. I promise to never fight in this town. Good. Now keep your promise, okay? Yeah, yeah. Say it like you mean it. Look, if you make trouble, we'll have to leave. Then we'll never find a way up to the sky. Got it? Yeah. And then up, some sickly old man falls to the ground. Whoa, who's that? Look, he fell off his horse. Sure did. Oh, he coughed up blood. Yeah, he did.
Hey, pardon me, folks, but could you help me up?
Aren't you even going to try and do it yourself? And they, I guess off screen, they help him up.
Oh, much obliged. Ah, I made it. I was born with a weak constitution. All right, let's go, Strongheart.
Pluck! The horse, too?
I haven't any money to give you, but please, take one.
And he hands him a basket full of suspicious-looking apples. No thanks, it looks suspicious. Must be off. But Luffy, being a dumbass, takes a bite. Oh, apples, thanks! Hey, don't eat that, and boom! There's an explosion. Some nearby buildings explode. What happened? Well, the strange guy was giving away free apples, and when they took off and ate them, five of them exploded. Oh, why, that scurvy dog, the store's wrecked. And Nami begins to realize, Luffy! And that sick old man is smirking. Luffy, spit out, quit! What? I only followed it! Hey, what's the big deal?
It'll be all right. If it had been a bad one, you'd have died instantly. That one was all right. You a lucky boy.
What kind of place is this? Calm down, Nami. Calm down. You could have been just killed now. And things like that happen. Well, they shouldn't. This is insane. I'm not sure we'll ever find out what we want to know in this madhouse. Hey, that guy's making trouble again. And they look up on the top of a chimney. Oh, it's, yeah, they're looking up. Oh, it's that grappling champion. How many victims is that now? He doesn't even have a price on his head. I wonder who he is. Whee! Ah, you better stay away from him. Grappling champion? Don't even think about it. Why don't we try this place? It's not too noisy around here. In fact, it's quiet. Huh. Oh, and they end up on a quiet resort part of the town. Huh, it's beautiful. What a relief after that horrible town. It's a vacation in Vila by the city. Just like a seaside resort. I don't see anybody, but I smell something good cooking.
And, oh, there's this strange mustache man just walks in, shuffling from side to side. Oh, please, please, you can't just walk in here. Huh? The Tropical Hotel is currently being rented out by the Bellamy Party. Hotel? This is a hotel. I've got the Bellamy find you here. There will be a big trouble. Please leave at once. Can't we even take a look around? Who is this Bellamy guy? What's all this?
He reminds me of the shopkeep from Secret of Mana that just he's just dancing the entire time he's at the counter.
And we meet Big Nice Saku.
Sarkis. He was the Sarkis. One. If you remember from last chapter when Bellamy was having a poker match with Roscio, he was the one who said, "Oh yeah, he cheated, all right."
Yeah. First mate of the Bellamy Pirates, bounty 38 million berries. Who are these bilge rats? Mr. Sarkis, welcome back, I hear. No excuse, just get them out of here. We're not paying you to let people wander in. Got it? Get lost, brat.
Nami, can I beat this guy up? Absolutely not! That's very funny. You beat me up? What a joke. Here, go buy yourself some decent clothes, as he literally throws money at them. Don't waste your money on them, Sarkis. I should have used it to wipe my nose. Huh? It's okay. And then Nami pulls Luffy by his face. How rude. Let's go, you guys. Hey, I can walk up by myself, you know. What? You don't want it? How lame. Who were they? Sarkis, Lily, don't be too hard on them, huh? Ah, so there you are. And after all, they've made something of a name for themselves, see? And it's the Bellamy Pirates in the next restaurant over. Of course, they're ants compared to you and Bellamy. Oh, but they've managed to rack up a nice little bounty on their heads. Yeah, but they probably won't make it in this new age of pirates.
So, that little one's worth 30 millionaire. I'll show this to Bellamy. Back in town at a tavern. Mocktown was built on pirate booty. Pirates are free with their loot. Brawls and killings are commonplace here. But the pirates never lay a hand on the townsfolk. What good is money if there isn't anyone to spend it, right? But this town really gives me a bad feeling. And it's the three of them at the taverns drinking at the bar. And someone's talking. I suppose that's a normal reaction to the place. We don't get many normal people in this town, always the barkeep.
Yeah.
Your log post will be set in 4 days. If you're smart, you'll leave before you get caught up in anything. 4 days. Didn't I say we leave in two? Hey, Pop. Hey, mister.
Hey, old man.
Huh? What do you want? Some guy joined him.
This pie, cherry pie is so bad I can do it. This cherry pie is so good I can die. Huh? Huh? And Luffy and this strange man glare at each other. And then they down some grog. Ugh, that drink was really good.
That drink was really bad. Something wrong with your tongue? Something wrong with your brain? Whatever, it's not like I'm the cook.
Hey, mister, I want 50 packs of meat to go.
Old man, I want 51 cherry pies to go.
Make that 52 packs of meat.
Sorry, make that 53 pies.
No, it's 54 packs of meat.
55 pies.
50 packs of meat. 70 pies. 60 pies. 100!
Hey, you wanna fight? What are you fighting about? Luffy, you promised, remember? Besides, how much meat are you buying? We don't have that kind of money right now. We're not here on a shopping spree.
Are you a pirate? That's right. What's your bounty? 30 million. 30 million? You? That's impossible. You're a liar. Stop it. And I'm not a liar. It's true. Take it easy. There's no fun in here. Here, take these and go. 50 cherry pies. And he notices.
Yeah, the big beastly guy walks out, but he notices somebody walking in.
Yep. And he swings the doors open. Anybody see a straw hat around here? As his tongue sticks out. It's Bellamy!
And that's the end of the chapter.
Nope, it's the SBS corner. Okay, so who's going to be older at this time?
Yeah, I usually start.
Oh, so I'm asking the question.
Mm-hmm.
Oda-chan, how are you? I have a question. In One Piece Volume 18, Chapter 157, Luffy and Nakura are hungry and crying for food. But just behind them is a tree full of tangerines, so why don't they just eat them?
Tangerines, yes. They are our tangerines, but if they took a bite, it would mean instant death. Deathly certain death. A man can live without food for a week. He can be strong and live with hope for the future. Or he can eat the tangerine and battle with the navigator. But that would be taking a big risk with his life. I mean, I'm sure if it were a life or death situation, she wouldn't be so mean as to let them die.
Oda-sensei, your phone is ringing. Soda.
I'll let it ring. It's just my editor.
Oda-sensei, may I ask you something? I want to send a letter to you personally, but I don't know your address. Can you give it to me?
My address? For a letter? Oh, I do get letters. Bong. Oh, I mean, I have two addresses. You can send your letter to the editorial department of the Jump magazine, or you can send it to the special question corner mailbox. Either way, I'll get it, rest assured. For non-Japanese readers, you can send your letters to the One Piece editor at Viz Media.
Okay, but, we don't have to send any letters for...
Chapter 224, Do Not Dream.
Hachi's walk on the seafloor, 537. Hachi in the sunset, and looks like the mermaid and the starfish are trying to console him on his rejection.
Please, Hachi, you can't call it the walk on the seafloor if you're just sitting above it.
Okay, I believe it's your turn.
Yeah, it is. Oh, what the heck is this? It's roasted you to the executioner's grave. Oh, shit. This actually got cut from the anime, I think. And, yep. So, remember that one guy that Bellamy killed? The one he stabbed in the hand, doused him with alcohol, and lit him on fire and threw him out
the window? Oh, this is the remains of the place?
Yeah, I don't think the anime had this either. It looks like a blast zone. Somebody lobbed cannonballs in this town? I don't know. Even those who witnessed it up close don't know what happened. It's a mystery. And there's just one thing that's certain. He was fighting against Bellamy. Bellamy the hyena definitely possesses the power of some kind of devil fruit. So your head is worth 30 million, Straw Hat Luffy.
What? Oh, looks like he has business with you, Luffy.
Hey, that's Bellamy. Isn't he the guy who rented that hotel? Did you hear that? That little straw hat is worth 30 million. Him? No kidding. We've met a lot of big guys today. Give me your most expensive drink. And give this kid whatever he wants. Okay. Okay, it's those guys again. As the rest of the Bellamy crew follows suit. This place is filthy and it stinks. How can you drink in a place like this? And rum looks cheap too. Huh? This place is parked.
Packed.
Packed. Sorry. And the other pirates look nervously. Hey, what's with that knife? Isn't he the one they call Big Knife Sarkis?
Sarkis, yeah.
Sarkis.
Make room, you inconsiderate swabs, as they kick some people out of... Some of those people that were that were looking at them, they kicked them out of their chairs. As Sarkis licks his bloody knife. You looking for trouble? Doesn't concern us. Just keep drinking. And then the barkeep passes Bellamy and Luffy their drinks. Here you go. Bellamy and his whims. Indeed. Well, drink up. Thanks. You're all right, mister. Huh? Luffy! And then a hand goes behind Luffy and Bellamy smiles and then...
Oh, he just smacks him right into the bonnet. Shatters. Ah, there he goes. That Bellamy's really something, huh?
But Belly notices something. Oh, it's Zoro's blade pointing right at his neck. What's your problem, lowlife? You're the one with a problem. Oh, wait, Zoro, we haven't done what we need to know yet. I don't care, he's looking for a fight and I'm going to give him one. As Luffy gets up. Huh? You're getting up?
All right, as he wipes the blood from his chin. I hope you're ready. Hey, those guys are going to take on Bellamy. Do it, do it. This isn't just a fight. It's just a test. Come at me. Show me what you've got. Mm-hmm. Luffy, wait. Bartender, we want to go to Sky Island. Can you tell us anything at all? But that question by Nami sends the bar silent. Is she kidding? What did she say? How can we get to Sky Island?
And every single pirate in the bar laughs at the three of them. Okay.
You want to just get the next page?
Yeah. Did you say Sky Island? Give me a break. What? But our log post is pointing straight up at the sky. And everyone looks at him and Chuck. The log post is pointing up at the sky. Log posts break so easily. And Nami's blushing deeper in embarrassment. Yeah. What a bunch of lubbers you are. Where do you Higgs come from anyway? You believe in that ancient legend about an island in the sky? What rock did you call out from under? New coins are being discovered on the Grand Line all the time. Like the knock-up stream. But you probably didn't even know it existed. Ships that fall victim to it are hauled upriver and come crashing back down to the sea. Long ago, ignorant seafarers saw them falling out in the sky and thought there must have been an island up there. Surely there must be another world up there in the sky. Ha! There's always a scientific explanation for a strange phenomenon. In time, the truth behind such myths become clear.
What a disappointment! And I was going to see if you had what it takes to join my crew in this new age of pirates. But you're too gullible. Listen! The age of pirate pipe dreams is over! El Dorado, the Emerald City, the One Piece! Fools who are blinded by fantasy treasures can't see the riches lying right at their feet! In this age, some of the most able seafarers get themselves killed chasing such foolishness! And then people say they were lucky to die chasing their dream. Ha ha ha! I say they're all losers! And Luffy just continues to stare at him. But then Bellamy takes a wine bottle and cracks it over his face. When I see fools wasting their time on dreams, I go berserk. It's Luffy! And Zoro just stares around and not do anything.
It's weaklings like you that give all pirates a bad name. What a chump. And he throws a mug down and it's dangerously close to Luffy's face as it shadows. Now get out of here, you maggots. You're showering on Grog. Bellamy's right. Get out of here, as they all throw. Get out of town. Hey, Bellamy. Looks like everybody's waiting for the show to start. It'll be my pleasure. Luffy, Zoro, forget your promise. Clap at that guy. Zoro, do not fight them. Oh, Luffy stands back up, and it's SBS Corner once again, so...
My turn to ask the questions.
Okay.
When Miss Doublefinger uses her spike fruit powers, how come it doesn't rip her clothing to pieces?
What? Are you suggesting she shred her outfit with those spikes? Sorry, but this isn't some kind of manga.
That kind of manga.
And if I were to draw that, you know I'd put it on the cover. Can you imagine how embarrassed people would be if they saw something like that on the cover? Should I do it?
I mean, Chainsaw Man straight up just has a naked woman on the cover of one of their volumes, so... But then again, this was 97. This was the 2000s. Hello, I'm Sam's daughter, Oda-sensei. I have a complaint. In volume 23, when Django and Full Body bring flowers to Hina, don't you think Django's flowers looked a bit shabby? But you took the time to make Full Body's flowers look like roses. What's going on? Don't nitpick. I put equal...
No, I'm Oda.
Sorry.
Don't nitpick. I put equal... Minimal effort in both of these banquets.
Bouquets.
Ta-da. Bouquets. All right, let me show you an easy way to draw a rose. And it's a step-by-step tutorial on how to draw a simple rose. Triangle, 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 triangle. There. It's a rose.
Oh, I need to write that one down. Oda Sensei, you're very mischievous, aren't you? You like to draw things like Panamint a lot. Then let me have a little fun too. The question corner's over. Yeah.
It ended. See you in the next volume.
I guess we will see you in the next volume, which starts with...
Good segue.
It starts with one chapter. I don't know why. Chapter 225, People's Dreams.
Hachi's walk on the seafloor, volume 38. Sunset dreaming, remembering a childhood dream to have an octopus for the cot.
And that's him with little Babu, Karubi, and Chu.
Yep. All kids enjoying some takoyaki on the cot.
It's all before, but they became virulent racists.
Oh, how did I forget about that?
Did you forget who Hachi used to work for?
Yeah, I... Oh, my God. Oh, I'm embarrassed. Okay, so let's see.
It's a even chapter. So, odds, actually, so it's your turn.
Okay. What's all the ruckus? But I mean, his crew is working somebody over. Look at that, he's getting up again. Oh, get that cowardly shrimp out of here. This town is no place for weak-kneed dreamers. Luffy, Zoro, what are you doing? Cover him! Kick their butts! It's no use, girl. Your friends are smart. They know they're outclassed. They want to live in shame then stand up to the big boys. This pirate's captain's got no honor. The Navy's getting pretty generous these days, paying out 30 million berries for a wimp like this. You guys, as he flies back, so don't fight item. Why? And they are bleeding.
Well, Nami, you asked them and they're listening. Pacifism sounds like an excuse for cowardice to me. Not only are they weak, they got no pride. They don't have the heart to fight, and yet their heads are full of dreams. They're worms. I know that. Forget it. It said this puny twerp is worth 30 million, so I wanted to see what he could do. But he's a total disappointment. He's too chicken to fight. How can a coward like this call himself a pirate? As he, all that grog that Bellamy was just drinking, he spits it on Luffy and Zoro. Get him out of my sight! They make me sick. And then Bellamy kicks Zoro in the face.
Oh, and he crashes through several... tables. Look at them.
Okay, that wasn't Bellamy that kicked Zoro. That was one of his other guys.
And one of his other guys grabs Luffy by the back of his head and slams him into a wall.
Window.
Oh. And yeah, it's shattered and you can see some blood dripping from the shards. Luffy, Zoro! Look, girl, if you stick with those two, you'll never get anywhere. Why not let me buy you? How much? As Nami's disgusted. What did you say? You want to buy me? Sure, come over here. It'll be fun.
Sorry, I'm not interested in joining a gang of third-rate bullies. And the girls of the Bellamy crew look at each other, and one of them just snickers. So you think you're something special, huh? What a bunch of fools! They're hopeless! And then the whole bar just laughs and laughs and laughs as Nami's just utterly embarrassed. Luffy and Zoro are half-conscious. Pack up your sissy friends and get out while you still can, small fry. Ugh. And don't ever come back! As Nami literally drags Luffy and Zoro out. The Sky Island does exist!
This shade by is the best. You, and yep, it's a big hairy pirate that really loved the shade pie. Why are you so upset, Missy? Your friends won that fight! What? And Luffy looks up as he remembers the words of Shanks and his brother Ace. You're gonna be better than us, huh? Next time we meet, we'll be on the high seas. Your comeback was impressive, too. You've got guts! Ha ha ha! So, Luffy, and sure enough, two of them are sitting back on their feet. The new age they spoke of is rubbish. The age of pirate streams is over? Huh? Hey? What?
People's dreams don't ever end! I'll get the next two because that was just a spread. Ain't that right? What's all that noise out there? Ignore them. They're probably just taking out frustration on somebody. How pathetic. What are you shouting about? What's this about people's dreams? It ain't easy to be great. Is something wrong with your head?
Let them laugh. If you're aiming for the top, Y'all always need fists to show your mind.
Let's go. Luffy. And then I guess Luffy was just listening to what this man had to say as he puts out his, I want to say toothless grin, but he's only missing two.
Well, I won't keep you. You seem to be in a hurry. I hope you make it to the Sky Island.
So, I won't tell you this gentleman's name yet, but he does have a distinct laugh, and it's Z-E and then ha-ha-ha.
As Luffy walks away. Hey, maybe that guy knows how to get to Skypiea. I wonder who he is.
Well, it's not just one guy.
Not just one guy? Then what?
There's more than one, I think.
What do you mean? Was there somebody with him? Where?
As he walks away. This guac tastes awful good today.
Yep, and then we're back with the rest of the Straw Hat crew on the Merry. And by the rest of the crew, I mean Usopp, Sanji, and Chopper. Plywood, here. Nails, here. Ow! And Usopp hammers his finger on one of the nails. Oh, I've done that before. That sucks. Oh, here. Jeez, I keep telling him I'm not a carpenter. But you're really good at this. I know, right? That's what's so amazing about me. We should just get a new ship. Don't be ridiculous. Do you know how it takes to get this ship? Yeah, I've heard the story about 100 times. A beautiful young girl from your village gave it to you, right? But it's barely seaworthy. That's why I'm fixing it. Give me a hand. You call this fixing it? Looks like jury rigging to me. Shut up! You look funny, you sound. Shut up! I do? Oh, yeah, tonight's dinner. Shut up! Okay, I guess you don't want any. What the hell did we want dinner, Sanji? Please, please, Venus. Well, I better go check on my simmering seagull soup. Oh my god, he is cooking the seagulls that they killed.
Okay.
The ones that the mysterious sniper killed. Huh? That ship. Salvage! 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 That song!
Uh-oh. And maybe we can salvage the segue over onto...
You can't use that again. We already did
We already did? Shit.
Well, I guess we have to salvage it anyway with... Chapter 226, Shoujo the Salvage, King of the Seafloor.
And it's a color spread, because it's the Shonen Jump app, it's in black and white. Looks like Nami... Chopper and Nico Robin are enjoying some type of bed and breakfast bar.
Sure.
And I do appreciate the midriff on Nami.
Yes, me too.
Okay, let's see. Whose turn is it?
Well, hold on. Nico Robin and Nami are enjoying some tea in a really hot cafe. You can tell it's a hot cafe because Chopper's fucking suffering. And also, if you're wondering what that says in French, it says, there's still lots of things I want.
Oh, that's Nami to a T.
Yeah, because like she's counting how much she wants. She's probably counting how much discounted she wants on that shit. I also like her in the glasses. Anyway, it is even numbers. So you know what? I'm going to get these three pages. Sorry. Luffy, Zoro! As Nami is still very angry and Luffy and Zoro are covered in blood. But... They're steadfast in their demeanor. You guys, you ruined it. What happened? Nami, are you all right, Nami? And call a doctor. Oh, stop slapping him. That's you. And some time passes after Chopper does their treatment. So, where did you fight? A giant monster? Ah, pirate. But never mind. It's over. Yeah. Maybe over for you, but it's not for me. How can you call yourself men? Men don't shrink from a fight. We should blow this whole town to smithereens. You're the one who made us promise not to fight. Stop dredging up ancient history or I'll kick your butt too. Why is she so mad? You two are the ones who got beaten up, not her. Sir, did you find anything about Skypiea? Skypiea? Who cares about that, Skypiea? Everyone started laughing at the mere mention of it. I didn't say anything funny. Why weren't they laughing? Ketchup star. Guard boost. So Usopp sprayed himself with ketchup so he could pretend he's dead.
And Nico Robin is looking up. Ah, oh, they're having fun again. Oh, welcome back, Robin. Will it be dinner first or a bath? Where'd you go, Robin? I went shopping for clothes and information about Skypiea. That's right. It's all your fault. You put these... those ideas about an island in the sky in our heads. When I find out it doesn't exist, I'm sending you to the bottom of the ocean. Jump boost. As Chopper nervously jumps away. I wouldn't bother her right now. In fact, don't get too close to her. Hey, it's a treasure map. It's just an ordinary map, but of what? This island. The town on the left is Mock Town, where we are now. And the X on the opposite coast marks where Chawa's biggest weirdo lives. Chaya's biggest weirdo. Weirdo? His name is Mont Blanc Cricket. He was chased out of town for talking about dreams. It seems you have something in common.
And then we go to Jaya, the mouth bay. Big boss, we're A-okay to stand in to dive. Microphone is A-okay. All right, activate the search sonar. And then up, it's another monkey-like creature, but this one doesn't look quite like the last one we saw. And he's got a microphone. And then as you look down at the ocean, he has a bunch of salvagers using echolocation to find what they're looking for. And then, yep, they're just checking the fish and the sonar. And then, it's on diver number 27. Sonar reverberation confirmed. Large school of fish detected at 0900. Their swimming speed identifies them as sorrel. All right, grilled fish for dinner. Dive number 4. Sonar reverberation confirmed. A small sailing vessel has been detected.
What? A sailing vessel? Confirmed its exact position. It's at 12 o'clock. Oh, it gets hit on the head. And by a bell. It's right in front of our eyes! Cancel the search. Utan divers return to ship! Woohoo! Look. Well, we've come across a weirdo, but I don't think he's the one we're looking for, Usopp.
Yeah, but who knows if that guy's good or bad?
But we saw, remember? The Savas, they're from this island. We saw them heading back. Huh? I don't mind seeing them again.
Hey, you there! This is no time for small talk! Woohoo! As, oh. The Mori no Hito.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I'll look it up.
I wondered who that was! You gave me a scare there!
Salvage King of the Sea Floor Shoujo. Shoujo Pirate's Big Boss Bounty 36 million berries. Just 6 million worth more than Luffy.
Hey, you look pretty smart. What species are you? Human, fool! Hey, you guys, don't go setting the big bosses. Never mind. You appear to be pirates. Have you heard the news? Someone defeated Sir Crocodile, one of the 7 warlords of the sea. And due to my great abilities, I am probably going to take his place. I can't wait. I'm so anxious.
Oh, so you want to be one of the 7 warlords of the sea, huh?
Huh? Anyway, the fantastic thing about me is I'm 25 years old and I've never cut my hair, aren't you? How am I older than this freak?
Oh my god! Oh Jesus! That's stupid. You're not amazed? Hey, you're talking to the big boss here. Never mind. Goodness, talk to you is nerve-wracking. Now listen, if you pass through the tunnel of my anger, you will come to a sea of blood. Whatever, we're trying to go somewhere, so move. You idiot! The sea here is my territory! If you want to pass, you have to pay the toll!
Your territory? He's talking like that Masira guy.
Did he say something like that too? Wait, Masira? What about Masira? Huh? Him? We kicked his butt. Kicked his butt? How dare you do that to my brother!
Big boss?
Hey, wait a sec. We kicked his butt, but he's still alive. This is revenge for Masira! Soundwave Havoc Sonar! Woohoo!
And he's using the microphone feedback to destroy the ship. And also their own.
What's with the ship? What are they doing? Big boss, you can't do that aboard the ship!
Oh, he's not listening to us. I don't know, but he really is amazing. He can break up this whole ship with his voice.
You guys, don't just stand there, get us out of here! Hey, Nami's not mad anymore.
Well, after all, the screaming she did.
Hey, hold it. Hey, this is bad. He's damaging our ship, too. He's really in a lot of repairs.
The ship was in bad shape to begin with.
If we stay here, it'll break apart. Reverse. Get us out of range of his voice. Woohoo!
I mean, I've heard what he said. It sounds like in the anime, but hearing woohoo, I keep thinking of the woohoo from Song 2 by Blur. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've heard it on your work radio,
and most likely.
And And everyone's running away as the Straw Hats sail away.
Back in Messenjawa.
Jaya.
Jaya, shit.
Jawas are the salvagers from Star Wars. Latini!
Okay, Mock Town, and then what a shock. Then this pretty wench asked me, can you tell me where I can find this man named Cricket? What a woman. She wasn't just bold, she was strong. Aye, and as beautiful as she was mysterious, she truly had us all in the palm of her hand. Symphonica Robin, I see. But what does she want with that Cricket? See, around there is the territory of the Big Ape Brothers. As one man gulps down liquor. And anybody that gets too close to that old man gets infected with his stupidity. That's really bad. And, oh, it's Melanie.
Bellamy.
Name? Bellamy, fuck.
Melanie's the hot gilf from Pokemon.
Okay, Bellamy. She's definitely after the good bullion. Gold bullion? Yeah, it was recently discovered. Really? Where? Hey, you man. What about gold bullion? Bellamy? I'd like to meet this Cricket. Tell me more. Doom. To be continued in One Piece, volume 25.
And guess what? We're not done with this segment yet, because guess what? What we have the second edition of?
Oh, the One Piece counter popularity poll.
Yep. So we're going to have to turn the page for a bit, because I know we want to go over this like we did before. So this was the results of the Japanese popularity poll, because I don't think America did one, and I look at the different results. Okay, so the second One Piece character popularity poll results, and we're going to go in reverse order. Are you ready? Number 38 was a three-way tie between Django, Mr. One, and Miss Valentine. Number 37, Bellamere, Nami and Nojiko's late mother, foster mother.
Well, she's high in the pulse, then she is in the ground.
Oh, fuck you. That's horrible. Number 35, it's a tie. Wait, is there no 36? Oh, because of the tie, there is no. Number 35... was another tie, Miss Golden Week and the Maria Onion Bear. So you remember from Drum Island where there's a hiking bear that they have to bow to, or else the bear will like, it's like a bad omen. They thought that woman was a hiking bear and they bowed to her. So Maria Onion Bear and Miss Golden Week were a 45 vote tie. Number 34 was Laboon with 47 votes. And then Lieutenant Full Body the Cuck was at 56. The one that Sanji cooked at the restaurant. And then, man, so many ties. Number 27 was a tie of 81 votes between...
No, you skipped. It's about 32.
Oh, damn it. It's doing this weird thing where it's like, okay. Number 32 is Gaimon at 60. The guy that was trapped in the treasure chest. Number 31 is Zeph at 62 votes. Number 30 is Dr. Hiraluk at 69 votes. Nice.
Number 29 is...
Down the stairs. Yeah.
Oh, that was so...
Then number 27 was a tie again by Mr. Nine and Kung Fu Jugongs at
the bane of your existence
in One Piece Odyssey. Number 26, Dr. Kureha, 95 votes. It's a shame you will not be played by Jamie Lee Curtis in the in the Netflix show, but you're being played by fucking Leela from Futurama. Number 25 at 97 votes. The freaking author of the manga, Ichiro Oda. And there's no picture of him. It's just a picture of a fish. Number 24 at 111 is Kuro. And then...
And number 23 is Jin.
You know what? Let's take turns on this so that we don't mess up.
Okay. At 120 votes.
Number 22 is Karu at 170.
Number 21 is Pearl at 173 votes.
And now for the top 20. Go back to the other page. Oh, guess who's not number 20?
Bucket Boy.
No, 179.
And number 19 is Panda Man. 215 votes. Like, these are gets higher. Managed to make it into the top 20.
And higher than the author of the manga. Number 18 at 216 votes is Johnny.
Number 17 at 218 votes is Ben Beckman.
Shanks is first mate. And then number 16 is Koza, the leader of the Alabaster Rebels.
Number 15, Crocodile at 307 votes.
Yeah. Number 14 at 476 votes, Sergeant Tashigi.
Number 13 is Hawkeye Mihawk with 564 votes.
And then number 12 is Captain Smoker at 720.
And number 11 is Nico Robin, a.k.a. Miss All Sunday, at 722 votes. She might be the lowest ranking Straw Hat on this poll.
That might not stay that way.
Ooh.
Because she only just joined. And this poll was also done before she joined. And then let's get to the top 10. Number 10 is Nefeltari Vivi. Her devotion to her country is admirable. You can't help but root for her. Her dignity makes her very popular with the votes. And that got her 708 votes.
And number 9 at 811 votes, Mr. 2, Von Clayton. What did the photos have to say about him? He's so funny. Really, this is no joke. His clone trick is the tops. His popularity ain't no joke.
And then number 8 at 1,735 votes is Porkusty Ace, Luffy's older brother. He's a great big brother. His fire fist is super cool. That's Luffy's popular big brother for you.
And at number 7 with 1,880 votes, Shanks, with a photo saying, I can't wait till he appears again. He's the grown-up I admire the most. He's a popular character who leaves a strong impression with readers.
And number 6 at 1,957 votes, Usopp. Usopp really makes me laugh. He's so happy-go-lucky. He went up 2 ranks higher than last time. So I guess, yeah, one of the pages said, where's Usopp's 8,000 followers? They could have gotten him to number 1. Actually, okay. Looking at number 1, that wouldn't have helped.
And now it's the top 5. And then the 5 spot with 2,360 votes, Nami, with the readers having to say, she's cute, but I love the way she takes charge. She has an incredible body. I love her when she uses her climate baton. She's popular with both male and female readers. Oh, a bioawakening for many ladies, I see.
Where'd they get that one segment? How'd they get that from my private writings?
Okay.
Number 4 is Tony Chopper at 4,428 votes.
Oh, damn.
He can't suppress his happiness, and that's so cute. He's a 7-stage transformation, so fun. He's the newest character with the most votes, putting him in 4th place. Ah, so this poll was conducted as soon as Chopper joined. Okay, so that makes sense. And then our top 3?
Number 3 with 9,676 votes, Sanji, with the readers having to say, he's so crap cool. He's cool-headed but passionate. That's why he was so popular with female voters. Naturally, he's aiming for number 1 next time.
I don't think he will ever be number 1 because of who consistently stay at number 1 and number 2. Number 2 is your favorite, Rich's favorite, my grandmother's favorite. At 10,982 votes, Roronoa Zoro. He's so cool. He's awesome when he shows off his full strength. I love the casual way he tells the zingers, and that's why he got more than 10,000 votes. And surprising fucking nobody at number 1,
Monkey D. Luffy with 11,136 votes. Where the photos have to say, he's been cool from his very first appearance. Shino makes me happy. He got the most votes as well as comments like these. It just proves that everyone loves him.
And that does it for the character second popularity poll. We'll see you guys again for the third one, whenever that one is. But first, before we go, we have one more chapter to read, and that chapter is Chapter 227, Nolan the Liar.
Hachi's Walk on the Seafloor, Volume 39. The Catfish Villagers Repay Their Debts. And, yep, a whole village of catfish seems to rebuild the Hachi's ship, or is that like his new takoyaki search store?
Both. They built him they built him a mobile takoyaki stand. That was so nice of them.
And his eyes are bulging out to how the point where his octomouth is.
Yep. All right, so it is the fifth and final chapter of this episode, so you're starting off.
Jeez, that darn orangutan. He almost wrecked the ship as the Straw Hats began to reinstate their repairs. Yeah, it really is in bad shape. Maybe it's time we got a new one. Oh, how can you say that? Don't worry, Usette the Medico is part of the crew. She'll be as good as new as once we fix her up.
You've got a big heart, Luffy.
And as Luffy tries to hammer in a nail, he accidentally shatters this one. Oops! Hey! And a little illustration of the Straw Hats at the eastern coast of Jawa.
Jaya!
Jaya. It's a map. Yep, it's a map of them departing Mark Uptown to the eastern coast of Jaya. I got it right that time?
Jaya.
Jaya, I'll be good. This is the place on the map. This will find, what's his name? Mont Blanc Cricket. The man who talks of big dreams lives here. Whoa! As Usopp and Luffy are awestruck at something. And what is that something?
It's a giant castle. That's his house? He must be loaded. Look more closely, fool. Man of big dreams, huh? Well, he certainly likes to create an illusion. Huh? Illusion? And they land on the tower. They realize the castle's just big fucking plywood. Hey, it's only plywood. What? There's only half of a house. The rest is fake. Ah, what a cheapskate. What kind of dreams is he talking about that they kicked him into town for? I don't know all the details, but apparently he claims there's a huge hoard of gold somewhere on Jaya.
Gold? Is it lost pirate treasure? I'm not sure. Dig, Chopper, find a gold as Chopper turns into his random. I should dig. He lives all alone in this remote area. Hello, anyone home? As Luffy just opens the door and goes in. Luffy, what are you doing? There's nobody here. Hello? Hey, hold on. What if he's dangerous? And back outside. Hey, it's on here. A storybook. Looks really old. Looks like that's why Chopper dug up. Nolan the Liar. Hey, that's a catchy title. I like the theme. Nolan the Liar. That brings back memories. I read it as a kid. You've read this, Sanji? But it says it was published in North Blue. Yeah, I was born in North Blue. Didn't I mention that?
Before you continue, I want to point something out. In the Netflix show, when they were trying to talk to Zoro when he was knocked out from the Mihawk fight, they were reading him a story that was in Sanji's bedroom. And guess what story they were reading to him?
Nolan the Liar?
Yes.
Aha.
So that was a big cut. That like when they did that, like my jaw was on the floor. I'm like, no fucking way. Anyway, you may continue.
Oh, this is first I've heard of it. I thought you were from the East Blue too. Chapa, be quiet. What are you doing? As Chapa looks shocked.
Because she told him to dig.
Yeah, I was raised in the East. Well, never mind that. The story's pretty famous in the North. It's a children's tale, but I've heard of it. That this Nolan really did exist a long time ago.
And then we're going to read the little children's book. This is a tale from long, long ago. More than 400 years ago. In a land in the North Sea, there lived a man named Mont Blanc Nolan. Nolan was an explorer, but his stories of adventure were so amazing that nobody believed them. The villagers didn't know whether they were true or just made up. One day, Nolan returned from his travels and reported to the king, "I found a mountain of gold on an island in the East Sea." The brave king took 2,000 soldiers and went with Nolan to verify his claim. They set sail upon the great ocean. They were buffeted by the tempests and attacked by sea monsters.
By the time they reached the island, only the king, Nolan, and 100 soldiers remained. But instead of finding a mountain of gold, there was only jungle. Nolan was sentenced to death for lying. Before he died, his last words were, "I know, the mountain of gold must have sunk into the sea." The king and the others were flabbergasted. No one believed Nolan anymore, but he stuck to his lies to the very end. Nolan the Liar, a North Sea folk tale. And that's the end,
Yep.
Oh, that's a dark note for him to end on.
Caillou was put to death. Good.
His very last words were, "But Daddy!"
But knife, and then chop his head off.
Back in Mock Town, Jaya. Mont Blanc Cricket is a descendant of Mont Blanc Nolan? I heard that tale a lot as a kid. Everybody in the North Blue knows the story of Nolan the Liar. And well, all from the North, the grown-ups always said that if I told lies, I'd end up like Nolan. Oh, it's back with Bellamy and his first mate. This gets more and more interesting. And the story took place on Jaya. Imagine that.
And now a descendant of Nolan the Liar, searching for the skulls on the island 400 years later. All to redeem an ancestor who was branded a liar and died a laughingstock.
Oh, what a hilarious family. He thinks if he can find a few specks of gold dust, he'll erase 400 years of humiliation. Now that's familial devotion.
And then we go back to Luffy back on the east side of Jaya.
Sadly, the liar died without ever becoming a brave warrior of the sea. As Nami closes the book and looks Usopp dead in the eyes.
Why are you looking at me when you say that? And stop adding your own commentary!
Huh? Oh no, Luffy fell in the ocean! Well, what are you doing?
Who are you?
And no, this guy just has popped out of water. You've got guts making yourself at home on somebody else's property! The waters here around here belong to me! Usopp, save Luffy! And this guy that came out of the water is Mont Blanc Cricket, last boss, the Monkey Mountain allied first. You're after the gold, aren't you? Then die! Hey, as he tries to kick Sanji, whoosh, and every land kicks, but misses, but he manages to hit Sanji square in a gut, it seems, but oh.
And then Sanji blocks it with his foot, but then, Mont Blanc Cricket pulls out a pistol and shoots at him, but Sanji dodges.
Hey, Sanji! Sanji!
I'm all right, he missed, but wait! Fool, you underestimated them. And then Zoro joins the fight. Huh?
And the flintlock pistol is laying on the ground. I don't smoke coming out of it. What are you thinking? I saw bubbles in the water, as Usopp puts Luffy out of the water. Then a chest that came out of the water, but the chest that turned out to be a guy and he put me into the water. And oh, that Mont Blanc Cricket guy is just laying on the ground. Hey, you okay, mister? And inside, give me a cold towel and open all the windows.
Oh, that's Chopper.
Give me a cold towel and open up all the windows. Oh, the bends. He's sick? It's a condition divers get sometimes. It's usually not chronic, though. When a diver comes out of the deep water too quickly, the sudden decompressor causes air bubbles to form in the blood and tissues. These bubbles expand and cause problems in the vascular system and muscles and joints. Must be an unnatural phenomenon. And this man's probably been diving deep day after day without giving his body time to decompress. But why? I don't know, but it's very dangerous. In some cases, the bends can be fatal. And oh, he's got a picture of what seems to be his brothers. And oh, it's those monkey men.
Yep. And that's the end of the chapter.
And now a new SBS art with Chopper blowing bubbles.
And then they make the SBS. That's adorable.
Okay, I'll be Oda this time. You be the reader.
Wasn't it the other way around last time? Shit.
Fuck me if I can remember.
That's what I'm here for.
Okay, so
I'll
be the reader then.
Yep.
Boys and girls, gather around. Who will start the crescent corner today? All right, you, the Ichiro, huh? What? Everyone wants to say it? All right, gotcha. Then let's all say it together. Ready? Let's start the crescent corner. Okay, this is fine.
Just gather around and I'll elucidate about what goes on when it gets late. Let's start the quest. Hey, I flubbed, and it was my big chance.
Hello, Oda Sensei. In volume 18 on page 28, is the sea cat wearing an ear in its left ear? What is that? Tell me, Miss White Day.
That's just ear hair. Okay, everyone, try singing three times as fast as you can. Ear hair, ear hair, ear hair. Hard, huh?
Hello, Oda-sensei. This is regarding Nico Robin's birthday. I think February 6th, Nico Robin would be nice. In Japanese, Ni equals 2 and Ro equals 6. Editor.
Oh, yes, I agree. And that actually is Robin's birthday. That was how that was decided. All right, so that was the end of our 50th episode of Binge of the Devil's Fruit. Austin, I got to get your thoughts on things so far.
So, Luffy's getting a taste of what other pirates think of One Piece, the more ruthless ones who does see dreams as childish and foolish. Is it not going on about the supposed new age of pirates where these type of folklores are just as part of the past? But Luffy is helping on sticking to his dream. Man, he shows surprising restraint, which shows how far he's come as a character, especially when he remembers what Shanks and his brother Ace taught him.
And also his resolve was backed up by that mystery hairy dude that was arguing with him about Cherry Pie.
Wonder who he could be.
Who indeed? You might find out later, you might find out sooner. I don't know.
Where's I had some Cherry Pie right now?
She's my Cherry Pie.
All right. Well, do you have any other things you want to add before we end today's episode?
Nothing I can say for sure.
All right. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Binge of the Devil's Fruit. Thank you guys all so much for listening. And we'll see you guys next time for episode 51, where we'll be covering chapters. Sorry, I had to open up the docket after I accidentally closed it. We'll then be covering chapters 228 to 232. I'm about to blow your mind. We're going to be already half done this arc.
Oh, shit. Seriously?
Yeah, you're getting a treat. You're getting a short one before you get another long one. So, yeah.
Woo.
Tune in next time for episode 51. We'll review chapters 228 to 232. Until then, I've been John Mugiwara JM.
I'm Chad Peanut.
And remember, when binging the devil's fruit, make sure to take your time slowly eating it. Enjoy it like some sweet cherry pie, unless you fucking hate cherry pie. What's wrong with you? Anyway, have a good one, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for binging the Devil's Fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.